Just because tonight's a little different, maybe I'll try preaching from up here. Is that a little different to say tonight's not the normal? Will you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts and minds be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So here we come to Thanksgiving, our day of the year when we really work at giving thanks to God, of thinking of the blessings and all of the things that we have. And I'm looking at the lectionary scriptures, and I'm seeing what it was in this Corinthians passage popped up, and I'm like, wow, this seems like it should be more in the stewardship campaign, and I feel like we should be past the stewardship campaign by this point. But then I had to read the whole passage. I had to get through it past the talk of generous giving and sowing with generosity and make it to the second half of the scripture, the part that looks and says, after what you've done, of seeing what God has done in the midst of it. And so I had to begin to look at this, of where it is that the truest of our blessings come, where it is that God provides the most for us. And had to be reminded of that perspective. And God led me to this story, and so I thought I would share it with you this evening to help us to remember what Thanksgiving is about. So Thanksgiving Day was near. The first grade teacher gave her class a fun assignment. Draw a picture of something for which they are thankful for. Well, most of this class might be considered economically disadvantaged, but still many would celebrate the holiday with turkeys and traditional goodies of the season. These, the teacher thought, would be the subject of most of the students' art, and sure enough, it was. Lots of turkeys and tables. But Douglas made a different kind of picture. Douglas was a different kind of boy. He was the teacher's true child of misery, frail and unhappy. As other children played at recess, Douglas was likely to stand close by her side. One could only guess at the pain Douglas felt behind those sad eyes. Yes, his picture was different. When asked to draw a picture of something for which he was thankful, he drew a hand. Nothing else, just a simple, empty hand. Well, his abstract image captured the imagination of his peers. Whose hand could it be? One child guessed it was the hand of a farmer, because farmers raise turkeys, of course. Another suggested a police officer, because the police protect and care for people. Still others guessed it was the hand of God, for, well, God is God. And so the discussion went, until the teacher almost forgot the young artist himself. When the children had gone on to their other assignments, she paused at Douglas's desk, bent down and asked him whose hand it was. The little boy looked away and murmured, "It's yours, teacher." She recalled the times she had taken his hand and walked with him here and there as she had the other students. How often she said, "Take my hand, Douglas. We'll go outside. Or let me show you how to hold your pencil. Or let's do this together." Douglas was most thankful for his teacher's hand. Brushing aside a tear, she went back to her work. I challenge you all to look at your hands. I find it no coincidence. Okay, nobody's looking at their hands. I challenge you all to look at your hands. We all got two of them, right? Blessing number one, everybody in here has two hands, not a blessing everybody has. But we look and we see these two hands, and I find no coincidence on this Thanksgiving that we have two. An opportunity for us to look at one hand and be able to meditate on all of the hands that have provided for us, all of the hands that have protected us, all of the hands that have loved us, all of the hands that have held us through the toughest of times, the hands that have been there through the thick and thin, those hands that we get to be so grateful for, knowing that they are the hands that God has put in our lives, knowing that so many of them are the hand of God as his presence in our lives to remind us that he is always there. And on this Thanksgiving, I pray that you will take time to study that hand and think about the ways that God has blessed you. Not with the stuff, not with the food, not with the material things that we can touch, but of what the greatest of blessings are. Those things that are irreplaceable and can't be bought. Those things that only come from the hand of God and the hands around us. But then guess what? We got this other hand, don't we? This other hand that I see as the image of our scripture. And thinking about how it is that we use that hand to sow seeds of love in God's name. Of how we get to be thankful for the ways that we get to be God's hand. The ways that we get to hold somebody's hand. The way that we get to provide for people. The way that we get to be loved through them, like this teacher was for Douglas. Because we give thanks for that as well. That God allows us to be that. That God works through us in that. That God gifts us with those abilities. And so oftentimes when we're serving, we find out that God serves us just as much as those we think that we are helping. And so this Thanksgiving, we take time with both our hands to give them both to God and say, thank you, Lord, for all of the ways that you have blessed me and all of the ways that you have been a blessing through me. My friends, will you pray with me? Let's put our hands up to God. Let's pray. God, on this evening, on the eve of Thanksgiving, we lift our empty hands up to you, and we pray that on this night and on each day hereafter, that you will fill these hands with your love, that you will continue to provide for us just what we need, and that you will continue to provide ways for us to be what others need in your most holy name. For this night, as all nights, is yours. And so in your name we praise, in your name we give thanks, in your name we are blessed, and in your name we pray. Amen.